Hello, and welcome to a mini bubble of this little old podcast, My Streaming Bubble. I'm your host, Jen, and it's time for the season one finale of HBO's The Last of Us, titled Look for the Light, and I'm already looking for those damn tissues. Over there. So with this being the final episode of the first season, this is the final mini bubble of these Watch and Reacts. I have had a few tolerables reach out and wanted to sit down and do an episode on this. Season one. So nothing's been scheduled yet, but hopefully I'll get something on the books and have something out for all you lovely bubblies. Because this show is so good and I have enjoyed every second despite whatever weird whimpering noises I've made. I've really, really enjoyed this show. I love shows that just ignite that like visceral reaction and that heartbreak, and I'm a sucker for emotionally damaging shows and movies. So I love the dark and fucked up. I love it when terrible things happen in my fictional programming. So I hope you guys have enjoyed listening to these as much as I have enjoyed recording these. So all right, let's see. Oh, and a side note real quick, the 12-year-old and I have been watching the Attack on Titan anime series on Hulu. Yes, on Hulu. And we just finished season three the other day. And oh my fucking God, holy shit, that goddamn show. Wow. Wow. I have really been enjoying Attack on Titan. So maybe I'll have to do like a little mini bubble on that. Maybe get the 12-year-old in on that and we'll just do a quick recap. We'll see. Who knows? Anyway, let's do a quick recap of episode 8. Let's see, titled When You Are in Need. And I really enjoyed this episode. It was a great episode of like girl power and like Ellie getting shit done and saving herself. And you love to see it. Not just women not being the damsel in distress, but also like this kid that is clearly capable of taking care of herself, regardless of like the toll that it clearly is taking on this poor child. We get the gross pedo pervy dude, and I ask, why always in the apocalypse? I mean, I know why, because terrible people are going to survive. Because they're willing to do those terrible things, right? And there's really no one there to stop them. So I know, but still, ugh. But it did take me back to a few of my favorite Walking Dead moments with the whole cannibalism and pedos and everything. So those were some of my favorite moments from that TV series. And so it was kind of nice to revisit fond TV memories. And I want to give a quick shout out to Zoe over there at Beck Look Cinema Podcast for dropping some fun facts on episode 8 over there on the tweeters, that these last two episodes were part of the DLC in the game, and that is downloadable content. Thank you, Google. But then he goes on to say that in most of the game you play as Joel, but in the DLC called Left Behind, you play as Ellie. So a few game spoilers coming up here. As Ellie, you controlled the poses that they did in the photo booth at the mall. He doesn't recall if the game ever revealed that that's where the Ellie gets bit, or ever revealing where Ellie gets bit. So as someone who hasn't played the game, if anyone recalls, let us know. There was supposed to be a water gun fight as well. And I think that would have been super cute. I think it would have really fit, too, with this kind of childlike innocence vibe of that episode of these two young people enjoying just some fun, enjoying the mall like young kids do, like young people do. But I can maybe understand why it didn't make the cut or it wasn't included. So, and a fun fact, not quite a spoiler, he says, the actor who played Ellie in the game will appear in the next episode, this one. And it will be, quote, very obvious. And there was one other one I forgot to jot down. Hold on. Let's see. He did go on to say that the preacher was way creepier in the show than in the game. So thanks, HBO. And fun fact, We saw the character who plays Joel in the game in this episode, and he had a significant part, and goes on to write, I think you said, ooh, Ellie with the butcher knife. And I know exactly who he's talking about. And as satisfying as it was to watch him catch a butcher knife into the neck, that's pretty cool that they are incorporating as much of everything kind of with the game, the actors and everything into the series. So I love those kind of things. And I might even try and see if I can get the game from the library and see if I have some time to kind of check it out and run around and see how terrible I am at it. Because if it's jump scary, I'm not going to do well. I'm going to drop the controller a lot and cry and whimper and, well, you know the rest. All right, with all of that said, let's go ahead and hit play on this bad boy. We'll get this pulled up on the old big old TV I got down here. Synopsis on HBO is a pregnant Anna places her trust in a lifelong friend. Later, Joel and Ellie near the end of their journey. Oh, all right. So, let's do this. Oh, are they just going to play all the worst parts on the previously on just to be like, hey, remember all these terrible things? Oh, Tess. Ah. The book of puns. Oh, so sweet. When Ellie had to shoot that guy to save Joel. Oh, no. Henry and Sam, no. Fuck off. Oh, sequel of zombies. Oh, no. Yep, they're playing all the terrible parts. Okay. All right, they didn't go too far with that one. No, oh, baby girl. I loved it so much. Oh, that must be Anna. She's very, very pregnant. Oh, no. Oh, no. Water broke. Oh, God. That has got to be the worst, to be going into labor during a fucking zombie apocalypse. Oh, with the zombie pounding at the door, beat all fast! Nice. Oh my god, and the little things are coming out of its mouth. Oh, they're so gross. Oh shit. She popped the baby out during all of that. Oh fuck. Oh my god. That's bananas. Oh no, but she been bit or scratched or something. Little baby toes, little baby fingers with those razor sharp fingernails. Oh, that's Ellie. Oh my god. You fucking tell him, Ellie, she says. All right, so I'm guessing Anna is probably the one that plays Ellie in the video game then. And this actress looks really familiar, so I'm going to have to look her up. So is this maybe how Ellie is immune? Because Anna noticed the scratch on her leg or the bite or whatever before she got the umbilical cord cut. So could it have transferred? But Ellie adapted. So Anna and Marlene go way back. Lifelong friends. That's why Marlene was, like, in charge of Ellie. Aw, shit. I don't know. I don't blame you, Marlene. I don't... That is fucking rough. Oh. It's like you gotta do it. Oh. Oh, poor baby Ellie. I'm already not okay. Fuck. The tissues are still over on the... They're not next to me. Fuck. Oh, I never noticed Ellie's eyebrow scar. Aw, Joel's getting Chef Boyardee. Board games. Oh, he wants to teach her how to play the guitar? Aww.
He's such a good dad.
He's trying to joke around with her and everything. It's just so sweet. So it's like something really terrible is going to fucking happen. So Joel's pretty well healed up, if he can boost Ellie up. Oh shit, she dropped the ladder. Fucking kids. Oh my god, it's a giraffe. Oh shit, that's cool. Aww. She gets to experience like a zoo, like a petting zoo or a, you know, shit like that. Stop running off, Ellie. These damn kids in their apocalypse. Running off. Oh shit, there's a bunch of giraffes. Aww. I'll follow you anywhere you go, she says. Oh my god, it wasn't time that did it. It wasn't time that healed Joel. Oh, fuck. Ugh. Hate anticipating terrible things. Just kidding, I love it. Oh, he's in the mood for shitty puns. Fuck. Oh, what's going on behind him? Oh, shit. Flash grenade. Oh, fuck. Terrible thing. That sucks. All right, how's Joel gonna like pow pow his way through this? He's thinking. Oh. Ooh, shit. Right in the leg. Oh, fuck. Oh, shot the guy that was laying down his weapon. He ain't fucking around. Oh, damn. Oh, shit. All sorts of dead bodies.
I won't let you take her.
Oh, my God. Oh, shit. Oh, he's straight up fucking lying to her? Oh, no, Joel.
You just come after her.
Oh, my God. Oh, no. Oh, my God. Upon lies. Why, Joel? Why? Oh, fuck. Ellie just accepting it, gonna be in denial, just going along with it for now until she can get it out of him later. Oh my god. Holy shit. Wow. That took a turn I was not expecting. Oh my god. I might need a minute to process this. Holy shit, I was not expecting Joel to be so selfish, really. And how interesting to see like this kind of hero type make that switch and doing the selfish thing instead of what's good for humanity thing. But we did see in the last episode how far he was willing to go and what he was willing to do to get to Ellie and to save Ellie. And it's like, you know, like that was, you know, that was fine because, you know, these raiders or whatever, these followers of the fucking creepy dude, you're just kind of like, oh, these are, you know, these are bad people. They're the villains in this episode or whatever. They're the baddies. They're the, you know, big conflict. Remembering that he is so fucking ruthless, or he definitely has that ability to be, but to be that kind of, to be that selfish and to go through and then murder all these fireflies because, yeah, they had Ellie, but they wanted her to, like, save humanity. Marlene was willing to make that hard choice. And I bet, I do think Ellie probably would have made that hard choice because, as she had pointed out several times in this episode, gotta push forward, gotta see it through. Otherwise, what was it all for? Which I thought was very cool and, like, very, very mature and kind of adult about it. And then we see Joel acting like the fucking child, wanting to try and, like, recreate and do what he couldn't do for his daughter, and that's keep her safe and care for her and all of that stuff. And it's just such a swing that I wasn't expecting. And while I don't love it for the character, I kind of love it for just that unexpected kind of punch to the gut, slap to the face. I think that's what I love about it, was just like not being ready for it. But I hated it. If that makes any sense whatsoever. Yeah, and it's like, okay, so he kills all those fireflies throughout the hospital, and it was kind of cool because in the sense that I could see that being like maybe a level in the game. Part of what you have to do is you gotta shoot through all these fireflies to, quote, save Ellie for your own selfish, fill that void of having a daughter reasons. Like, calm down, man. But it was, I did like how that sequence was filmed, because it was, while it was violent, because he's shooting fucking everybody and they're showing the shots of the bodies on the floor and close-up head wound shots, with the music and kind of it going in that slower pace and not like a fast action-y way, it's like you kind of felt it through Joel's perspective, that, I don't know, like a sad desperation kind of thing. And just, wow. Sorry, I'm still just so gobsmacked about the whole fucking thing. Just to kind of summarize, I did like how that was, that sequence was filmed and how it was done with the music and everything to kind of just make it that much more dramatic. Oh, and then just like the brutal murder of Marlene and his reasoning and everything, of that, like, she's just gonna come searching for Ellie and he's just kind of like eliminating this possible future problem. It's like, it's understandable when you know the person or the group poses a threat. Like, they want you just as dead. They weren't gonna kill Joel. They were just gonna, like, ditch him on the outskirts and let him go. And just at least give him a chance. And he goes through and just straight fucking murders everybody. And I, good God. So I don't see why it was necessary to kill Marlene. Other than just making that all fucking hurt and kind of maybe pushing Joel a little bit more towards like a baddie side. So very interesting. And, you know, I saw something a while ago, and I think it was like a quote from Jack Black saying that since The Last of Us, from video game to TV series, was done so well and has been so successful, he thinks maybe they should try for Red Dead Redemption. And I'm more familiar with that game because my husband's played that game. So I've watched him play it. I know you can kind of play either as like a good guy or a bad guy. So then I wasn't sure like how that would translate into a TV series, but I can kind of see it here now, with Joel kind of going from this expected hero, for those of us not familiar with the video game, I don't know, but just related to the series, to see this guy go from like a broken man, devastated, suicidal, and doing what he needed to do to survive through this like insane fucking apocalypse and zombie outbreak, to going to like the extreme and crossing kind of that line from hero to villain. And I'm not saying like that line is a definite finite line, but I think he kind of, especially with the murder of Marlene, and really, you know what? Yeah, and the murder of all the Fireflies, like he overstepped. and that is just bananas to me. And I loved it. I mean, again, I didn't like seeing the character kind of go that route and taking me along for that ride emotionally. But as I've said, I love shows and movies that are just like devastating and that just fucking get you, because those are the ones that stand out for good or bad, whether they get you and you're just like, fuck you, that was unnecessary, I hate you, or wow, that was amazing for whatever reasons, you loved it. The fact that they are able to deliver such a punch is great. It's phenomenal. I love it. It's wonderful storytelling, and they've done it so well, and it leads to great conversations, friendly debates and whatnot, and at least for me, learning more about kind of the video game to TV series and what they kept and what they changed. I always kind of enjoy that stuff. So on a happier note, I looked up the actress that played Anna, and her name is Ashley Johnson. And I recognized her from a few things. Like, she was in the Avengers. She was kind of like that waitress that saw Captain America like save a bunch of people and like saved her and everything. She's done some voice work in series I've seen. So yes, I recognized her. So I thought that was really cool. And like, yeah, I could totally see a lot of very good casting with Bella Ramsey. All right, well, I think I need a minute with kind of processing this episode and the end of this season right now. Great show, great series, loved it. But yeah, that's gonna do it for me today. And I can't thank you all enough for listening to these watch and reacts to the show The Last of Us. And if you liked it, loved it, and you need some more of it, let me know what show or movie you'd like me to watch and react to. You can send those suggestions to me over there on Twitter at Streaming Bubble, no my in that. You can follow me, of course, on Facebook and Instagram as My Streaming Bubble and drop suggestions there. You can send an email to mystreamingbubble@gmail.com. But wherever you send these suggestions, be sure to rate, follow, share this podcast wherever you get your podcast fix. And keep streaming. Bye!